producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Side of the road here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, anticipating that rare supermoon eclipse on Sunday. So what do you need to know about this? If you're a stargazer, you've been noticing this. I said last night to Meredith this, when you drive up to where her house is on sort of the top of a hill, you look in the sky and it, right above where there was a tree line, this is most magnificent thing, the way it sits in the sky. And I was thinking to myself as I was walking the dog, what in the world could there be? It's so big and it looks like it could almost suck us up. Or are we going to collide? You know, you hear all this foolish stuff this week about the asteroid going to crash into the ocean and we're going to have 300-foot tsunamis and things like that. But you understand the origin of the moon is from the Earth. So in the way of all things, what, you know, the ashes to ashes and dust to dust and all that stuff, we go back to where we come from. Does the moon at some point in time come careening back, crashing back into the Earth?
Isn't that one of the theories, is that the universe expands and contracts?
Yeah, right. So anyway,
by the way, those who weren't aware of the meteor story hitting the ocean, it didn't happen. It was supposed to happen Tuesday.
Damn.
So, you dodged a bullet.
Right. So you don't have to go packing your stuff and hitting the road.
Okay. So this supermoon this weekend is combined with a lunar eclipse. This first time this has happened since 1982. So the moon gets between the Earth and the Sun, or I guess the other way around. The Earth gets between the Moon and the Sun, so there's no more light. You can't see the Moon. And it's the biggest moon of the year. Supermoon eclipse lasting an hour and 11 minutes. Wow!
What time and what day?
Wait a minute! Do you realize how significant 111 is?
Oh, here we go.
Tell us.
Well, Uri's on a plane, so we can't get to him. This is a very significant 11-11. Anything that has the power of 11 in it is, in astrological terms, amazingly powerful. So this eclipse is going to last 1 hour and 11 minutes over North and South America, Europe, Africa, West Asia. So I'm looking at the NASA website. You go to NASA.gov, you'll see the story about the weather, what it's all about in terms of significance. But theirs is the scientific point of view. I'm taking the astrological point of view, which used to be scientific, and it's not considered that now, although I find it quite amazingly accurate if you find a good astrologer. So this supermoon will be available and visible to the naked eye after nightfall on Sunday. The eclipse will cast it into shadow starting at 8:11. My God, another 11 Eastern time. The total eclipse starts at 10:11 Eastern time. My God, this is going to be so powerful. Poof! There have only been 5 supermoon eclipses since 1900. And the next supermoon eclipse won't occur until 2033. So, for those of you who are wondering, the supermoon occurs when a new moon or a full moon is closest to the Earth. NASA says, quote, because the orbit of the moon is not a perfect circle, the moon is sometimes closer to the Earth than at other times. It's apogee and perigee. Remember, we learned those terms in school with the advent of the Apollo program, when the satellites, I'm not sorry, well, some of the satellites do too, but when when the manned spacecraft were going around, it was an elliptical orbit around the Earth. It was not a circular orbit, and they would explain that. I remember when they either would come back, or you look at any of the graphs of this stuff, and you see the perigee, the apogee, the oblongness to the circle. Anyway, you two guys, I know, are talking to yourself off air.
I'm watching. No.
Are you watching?
No, we're listening.
I'm watching a video about how it works on universetoday.com.
Yeah, right.
And yes, so, I do remember apogee and perigee.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, on September the 27th.
By the way, Jenna, our gig is up. We can no longer take ourselves off the air.
Because he knows when we do that.
Yeah, of course.
Darn it.
Yeah.
You didn't know it the other day, though.
Yeah, sometimes you just get on one of your little toots. And
then everybody goes off and does their email.
Have a conversation. What are you doing this weekend? Really? I found this new recipe for squash.
The moon will appear 14% larger and 30% brighter this weekend, thus the supermoon. But the fact that it's going to take an hour and 11 minutes, and it's taking place at 8:11 through 10:11, very significant. This is going to be some heck of a time. What a heck of a ride this is going to be. So everybody enjoy it. We'll get back together again on Monday and talk about it. Everybody in favor of that, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
If we all live through it.
Right.
Da-da-da-dun.
Come on.
Da-da-da-dun.
All those 11s are starting to freak me out, man.
Up next, the lawyers are circling the wagons. We'll find out what kind of a wagon they're circling right after this on Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender.
Lawyers. 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Okay, the lawyers are circling the wagon. That wagon is a Volkswagen. Get it?
Got it.
Okay.
You're a pretty funny guy.
Thank you. Yeah, very funny guy sometimes. Yeah, I don't even know that I'm funny, according to you anyway.
That's right.
Regulators in various countries are demanding answers to the Volkswagen emissions fiasco. Car owners want their money back, or they want another car. The dealers are pulling out of the air because they don't know what to do. Volkswagen hasn't really told them yet what they can and cannot do, but the consumers...
So simple.
Yeah, give them another car.
No.
Why?
Replace the chip that creates the...
Yeah, the lie, the problem.
It's just a chip. It's a computer setting.
But supposedly with it, you pass inspection. Without it, you don't pass inspection. Right. That's because of these new emission standards.
Every single one of them, they're going to design and put a new chip in there. Problem solved. But until then, I'm going to go find somebody who hates their disgusting smog-creating VW and buy it from them for nothing.
So
if you have one you want to get rid of, call me.
There are a lot of diesel cars that the dealers now are not able to sell. There are any number of angry customers. This would be a tough time to be a Volkswagen dealer, I would think, anyway.
Well, whenever you have one of these things, I mean, GM, the Toyota with the floor mats, GM with the keys, when you go through it, you don't sell anything for 3 to 6 months.
By the way, this is the 14th biggest company in the world, Volkswagen.
Really?
The 14th largest company in the world. And so... and in terms of reputable companies, they've had a very strong reputation for a long time. But now you got a lot of people hooting and hollering about this. Passats, Jettas, Beetles, 482,000 of them. And that number is not going to change. But I think at the end of the day, I've said very consistently, this is a pig in a poke. The EPA has gone way too far. And this is going to come back because they're going to find this problem with most of the car makers. They are. Because they can't meet the standards.
Hey, can you guys get 1,000 miles to the gallon?
Sure.
Problem.
And by the way, these guys say, instead of arguing with the regulators, who mostly have their heads stuck where the grass doesn't grow, they have no idea what the practical side of this is. And so the car maker, we can handle it. Don't worry about it. And then you see what the story is. All right, here's another great story about business being too big. And nobody likes dealing. There are some people who don't like dealing with Volkswagen. Nobody wants to deal with Verizon.
Oh, no.
So there are a number of people who are going, there have been a lot of fights in the last few months with Verizon, especially this year, over incorrect bills. Here's the story of a couple in Oregon who has a cell bill of $2 million for 1 month of service.
And that's not right? Are you sure?
So, this is Ken and Karen Slusher of Damascus, Oregon. They say, quote, the number of errors and the comedy of which they happened is astounding. The problem, this paper trail dates back to November when this guy and his girlfriend opened the bill after they bought two phones. First bill, they thought would be $120, was $698. They tried to argue it down, got another bill for $451. Then they canceled the service altogether. But while the service reps have been trying to figure out what the problem is, they kept getting more and more bills, and the most recent one they got was for $2 million. And Verizon says, in their wisdom, you owe us $2 million. You can't, can you find somebody to talk to at Verizon? No! So, that's a pretty good legal case. I'd like to sue Verizon for a couple of million, wouldn't you?
Let's do it, Dougie.
Quality of their service, my God.
How do they get away with it? I mean, you talk about Volkswagen and this kind of thing. But Verizon screwing people and just dusting everybody day in and day out. Try to find somebody, a human being, to talk to at Verizon. Good luck to you in that effort. 21 after the hour and good day.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Got a message in my mailbox.
So, in the music department here at 23 and Change After the Hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie and I have some excerpts from the new Don Henley release. Remember him from the Eagles? The new album is called Cass Country. He has a lot of country artists working with him. Many people have thought that the Eagles were sort of a country group in a way, Richie.
They absolutely were. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
They were considered more of a country band before they got Joe Walsh. Once they got Joe Walsh, and the reason they got Joe Walsh is to give them rock and roll cred.
Mm. Wow. Look at their pop hits, their pop successes. It's a great band, and he's good in it no matter what. So let's see. Dolly Parton does a duet with him in this new album.
This is Martina McBride.
Martina McBride's on this one. Let's crank this up, Richard.
You have
It's true, and it sounds the same as it has over the years.
And badly, and I was angry for a long, long time.
The beauty of this is that since the Eagles were a kind of a country-based rock band, he really doesn't have to do much. Now, he co-wrote these songs with the Nashville producer.
Yeah.
But the really cool thing is, I mean, we saw it with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
A lot of these old rockers know that they can release the greatest album in the world, but there are no rock stations that will play
right.
it. and classic rock stations can't really play new
stuff.
Right. So, country.
So here they go to the country countryside. Where they know they can get airplay, and for Don Henley, it's such a natural fit.
Yeah, it's good. Excellent. All right, who else do you have? Rich, you got any other cuts from this album? Sounds like a read.
This one has Michelle Branch on backing vocals.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, he really kind of, and it's happened throughout the ages, but Darius Rucker in the last decade was the biggest rocker to go country, and he's uber successful.
He is, and you know, country's a really accepting format, like you mentioned, not only from radio perspective, but fans love all types of country, whether it's the old style country, bluegrass. I mean, we like rock. I mean, and right. So much of what country music is today sounds like a lot of the music from the 70s. You know, it's like a lot of folk.
That's James Bond film, Rishi. Let's just a little snippet of the theme from Spectre, if you have that. This is the Sam Smith. Writings on the Wall, it's called. Theme song to the new James Bond film out today. Not the film, the song.
And of course, it sounds like classic Bond.
Of course, it does.
I've been near before.
Running it after on Good Day.
Soybean growers seem to have a winner on their hands with high oleic varieties. Find out why as the United Soybean Board brings you the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Take back the market share you lost to other crops with high oleic soybeans. High oleic are top performing varieties packed with innovation your customers want. Better nutritional qualities for more food customers and higher heat stability for new markets. Grow it now to grow your profitability. The yield you want, the demand you need. That's high oleic soybeans. For the best varieties in your area, talk to your local seed rep or visit soyinnovation.com. Funded by the Soy Checkoff.
Pennsylvania farmer Bill Beam went from growing 20 acres of high oleic soybeans last year to 300 acres this year. Not surprising, given the experience he had last January.
Our state soybean board sponsored all the fryers at the Pennsylvania Farm Show with high oleic oils. So everybody switched to the high oleic oil in their fryers. They served approximately 500,000 people. And at the end of the event, I went around personally to every one of the vendors that was using our oil, and I asked them if they liked the high oleic oil, you know, tell me the good and the bad. And everybody gave it a thumbs up. They loved it and said they would use it again.
Beam says high oleic beans are not a lot of extra work, and buyers are paying a premium to get them.
I see no reason not to grow them. From everything I hear, demand is growing. In fact, the local contractor in this area is looking to double acres next year. So you know what? If we have demand, let's fill it.
Learn more at soyinnovation.com. Our thanks to the United Soybean Board for sponsoring today's edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
When I'm on the air, I feel like it's the best part of the day in many ways. It's rewarding, refreshing, fun to be on the air with you. I say that because my pal Jennifer Horn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. I enjoy their company. I enjoy your company. I hope you enjoy our company as we work our way through some of the things that are going on in the world. A lot of people are concerned about what's going on in Mecca, that disaster that appeared to result from too many Muslim pilgrims jammed into a space too small to hold them. Remember the old song? No, that's not the right one.
Definitely not.
All right. Crank this up, Kara.
Angel me. Each morning I face the window and pray that our love can be. Oh, that brown soul out where my baby is.
Too tempting. Sorry. The stampede at the Hajj in Mecca. Disaster. 800 people so far, I think, have been trampled. 850 people. Another 800 or so injured. This happens. I don't know why there's such a big deal being made about this year. If you don't know what goes on, the Muslim religion requires or requests, depending on how you read, is another interpretation of the Quran one way or another, but Muslim pilgrims come by the millions every year at this time to the Hajj, which is the big spiritual sanctuary in Saudi Arabia. So there are plane loads. I told you yesterday, every single airline in the world is asked to charter planes to get to various parts of the Muslim world so people can get on planes and fly into Saudi Arabia and go into Mecca and worship at the Hajj. The problem is, the Hajj is only about as big as the Taj Mahal, so you can't get more than, if you can get several thousand people actually into it, but they come by the millions and nobody orchestrates, okay, let's have 1,000 people here this hour and 2,000 the next hour and 4,000. No, everybody just piles into this area, and people are so crazed by being there because this is considered one of the most important events in the life of the true Muslim. You must worship in Mecca. And so, and that's why when they pray wherever they are in the world to Mecca, right? When you're in the West, you pray to the East. When you're in the East, you pray to the West,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. That's because of Mecca being supposedly the seat of the Muslim religion. So all these people come in there, and it's only a 2 or 3 day event, if I remember correctly, maybe four. But I'm telling you, plane loads of people by the thousands come in to Mecca. So they get into this small space. People fall down. Older.
And Saudi Arabia doesn't do a great job keeping people safe. It's like, no. You're a rich country. You can be out there helping these people who have maybe never traveled before. I mean, you don't know what you're getting it with, you know, when people come for religious reasons like this.
And the crowds panic. And then, you know, more of the same sort of thing goes on. So it's really a difficult, but I'm wondering why, because it's been going on for centuries, not the people flying in there, but going to Mecca as part of a serious religious experience. And again, very interesting that it happens at the same time. Don't you find it fascinating? These religions that are so much at each other, the Jewish religion, the Muslim religion, an example, their holidays all are about at the same time. Notice that? They're important dates. The most important day in the Jewish calendar was this past Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Kippur. Same day that the pilgrimage to Mecca is supposed to start. I don't think there are any Christian. Is it, am I missing something in the Christian faith? No, but when you move closer to Christmas and Easter time.
Our holiest time is Easter, yes.
Yeah, and there's an important month.
Passover is.
Passover is that time, and I forget what it's called, the Muslim religion, but the same thing goes on then. And then you start to think, well, we have a lot of things in common. Hello, yes. So why are you fighting all the time about the nonsense that separates you instead of celebrating how wonderful it is that you all have these recognition events at the same time? It's really kind of foolish, isn't it, when you get right down to it? And so anyway, that's my read on that. May be the most important thing. All the other stuff is in my mind. This is the situation in the Middle East with ISIS and how much focus there is on the Russians going into Syria, setting up a base, yada, yada. I think it's so transparent that these things are a part of whatever the political reality is today, but not in the long term. I also found it interesting this week, New York City schools closed for the Muslim holiday. This is the first time that I have ever seen, any of you have any recognition factor here? First time I've ever seen public schools closed for a Muslim holiday. Jewish holidays, yep, but the Muslim holiday? The Feast of the Sacrifice, by the way, is how you, the trip to Mecca, built around the feast of for the sacrifice or of the sacrifice. But, and now, excuse me, is this a... it was the same day as Yom Kippur. Schools closed anyway for Yom Kippur in New York and most every other place in the year. In my town, they're closed.
Yeah, closed here too.
Yeah.
Not when I went to school.
No, I know, it's new. It actually, I think it started because my mom's been a teacher, and it seemed to have started like in the early 2000s, maybe. That's when they started observing Jewish holidays.
Were you talking
about
Muslim or the Jewish holidays?
Jewish holidays.
When I was teaching school, and that was in the 70s, 60s and 70s, we closed on the Jewish holidays. Huh. I think there were three of them a year, at least two. And it was the thing that the teachers objected to was right after school started. Hey, we go to school for a week, and then we close school down again. It's like what they say today, you start school before Labor Day and then you slow down for the Labor Day weekend, start school up again, Jewish holiday, close it down again. What the heck's the point? Wait till all the holidays are over and start school then. And I think there's something to that, frankly. It seems foolish because it's hard enough, especially with as hot as it has been in late August and early to mid-September around many areas in the country. How do you get kids to focus? Most schools don't have air conditioning. Schools in L.A. have air conditioning in them?
They do now, yeah.
All of them?
I don't know if all of them do, but I know a majority do. When I was going to school, we didn't have air conditioning.
No.
And it was hot.
Kenny, do you have air conditioning in the schools where you went?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, North Carolina, yeah.
Wow. Huh. We didn't have it here in Framingham. I didn't have any air conditioning schools. And there aren't any air conditioning schools now, even. Although
it was so funny. You know, I went to Alamany High School, which got knocked down during the Northridge earthquake. And so after the earthquake, before that, most of our rooms were not air conditioned. Some of them had some weird little units in there that would just make it humid. But when we got after the earthquake, they had the trailers, which were all air conditioned. And that was awesome because you'd always pray that your classes were in these like modular classrooms just because it would be so much cooler. I think now all the classrooms out here, though everyone I've been to lately, has got real air conditioning.
What do you suppose that costs?
Air conditioning? It's expensive. I know what the quote is for my house. It was $17,000.
Yeah. Woo! To have it air conditioned?
Yep.
Wow.
Guess who doesn't have air conditioning?
All right. One of the other things that I think is interesting to note, you may or may not have seen the study that shows something good for a change about what's going on the planet. You may remember earlier on in the Obama administration, there was a move afoot by members of the EPA and the USDA to shut down, and maybe this is still going on, when you look at the ludicrous attitude the government has toward farmers, our family farmers in America. The president said he wanted to stop farming on 50,000 acres and plant trees. But what he didn't know is that there are more trees in America now than there ever have been, ever.
Hmm.
More trees, not only here, but there are more trees on Earth. There are 3 trillion trees growing at this moment on the Earth. Do you know that? 7 times more than scientists previously thought. 3 trillion trees. That's really cool when you think about it. And think of the ramifications, all of this hoopla about protecting the environment. With all those trees, the production of oxygen is way up. So think about that. I was going to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it, but I don't want you to smoke it.
Yes, okay.
Murray Giller joins us in a moment. It's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
According to a recent study by Sallie Mae and Ipsos, the majority of families agree that college is an important and worthwhile investment, yet fewer than half are saving for it. Now there's a new and simple way to save for college. It's called You Promise Goal Saver. Sallie Mae's Abby Brooks has more.
We know those who have a plan and save are more likely to attend college, more likely to graduate, and will do so with less debt. You Promise Goal Saver can get families on the right track, turning savings into a habit and helping bring that dream of higher education within reach.
How does it work?
You Promise Goal Saver is a free, no fee, no minimum balance savings account. Families simply set their goal, they save toward it, and they track their progress, and they earn rewards like annual cashback bonuses for setting up automatic deposit. It really is saving made simple.
To learn more, go to youpromise.com/goalsaver or sign up at youpromisegoalsaver.com. I'm Bob Debo for the Consumer Radio Network.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, here he is, the number one champion of you believing in you. Uri Geller is here. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, full of things that will help you make you better. The king of positive thinking. Uri's on his way to Germany to present another one of his lectures, which he's world famous for as a motivator. Many people think he's a paranormalist. I wondered if you were inspired by this London development on the south bank of the Thames. It seemed to me when I saw this, it's called the Sky Pool, this 10-story high glass pool suspended between two apartments. I wondered how close that was to that place that you took me to, the apartment complex in Waterloo.
Very, very close, Doug. You know, London, although 10 million people live in London, but it's an amazing city because I walk everywhere. Definitely along the Thames, the river is gorgeous, beautiful, especially on a nice day. But yes, there are incredible buildings going up in London. For instance, there is a building called the Shard. If you just Google on Shard, you will see it looks like a needle. Very, very high. I don't know, I think 48 floors. Of course, in America, you've got much taller buildings, but the architecture is unusual. And, you know, there was a big controversy with Prince Charles because I think that at some stage, Prince Charles was against very modern buildings that kind of spoil the look and the cultural look and the history of London. But hey, you know, modern times, we are living in modern times and things change, and I think that today's architecture lets you live in a cleaner environment. Now let me just jump to Tokyo, to Japan, because in Japan that is so astonishing, because every different building is so amazingly looking, so modern, stainless steel, granite. They have lots of granite in Japan, stainless steel and glass in, you know, together, almost glued together seamlessly in thousands and thousands of buildings all over Tokyo. So it's just a thrill to walk downtown Tokyo. The architects of Japan are just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I know you have been important there. Your career, a lot of your career, has not been built around, but certainly focused on the Japanese, because they tend to love you and your message. And I wonder if that has something to do, along with what you're just saying about the architecture, with the sort of post-World War II era, where everything was rebuilt. And I wonder if their thinking changed a lot, because they were so dependent on the leadership, if you will, of the emperor. That seems to all have changed, and they're looking for some other form of inspiration. I wonder if you didn't provide that.
Well, you know, in a strange or maybe indirect or subliminal way, I did, because my first show in Tokyo was on Tokyo Tower, in the middle of Tokyo. It looks like the Eiffel Tower, where I bent a golf club for the first time in my life.
Really?
And then, they were connected to big baseball stadiums full with thousands, tens of thousands of people holding bent cutlery and watches that started ticking. It was a mass hysteria all over Japan. But there, I smile because I'm now traveling with five golf clubs to every lecture I go, because it's a must to see how I just melt a golf club.
You don't golf clubs? I've never seen you play golf. You playing golf now?
No, I bend the golf
clubs. Just bending the clubs.
Ah. Yeah, in the inspirational talk that I will be giving in Nuremberg tomorrow, and that's in front of, I think,
so how much more, this is something that people ask all around the world. I'm going to ask it because I've seen you bend spoons, bend keys, that sort of thing. Does it take more energy to bend something bigger, like a golf club, than it does to do a key or a spoon?
Yes. I need thousands of people, all more kids, children, have this heightened power of the mind. And they are, you know, in Tokyo, I remember, we're going back 45 years ago, there were kids that were kind of holding the golf club and then it melted in their hands. So indeed, the thicker the metal, the more energy I need, the more time it takes. But with 10,000 people tomorrow, there's no doubt in my mind that the golf club will just give away and melt and bend.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting that we are in a collective here with Germany, Japan where you're big, Germany where you're big. You can't help but think of the parallel back to World War II and wondering whether people in these countries aren't looking for some different, or have maybe they found a different way of thinking about what goes on with them that's important and what motivates them. The positive thinking world is better off because of Uri Geller, who's here with us on Good Day. Listening to.
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn and Kenny and I have Kim Gerritsen with us.
I'm chuckling a little, Dougie.
Another technologist. Why are you chuckling?
And this is not quite technology, but almost, but I just, shiny penny syndrome.
Yes.
Did you know that the Volkswagen CEO who just got out is named Michael Horn? That's my dad's name. Okay, back to you in the studio.
No, I didn't know that, but thank you.
Is that crazy? Michael Horn resigns and he didn't tell me?
Yeah. I would like to, it's interesting, Kim Gerritsen, who is a geeky tech. I think, what did I say, you were technologically enhanced, I think, last time you were here, right?
That's right.
Yes.
If you're going to be enhanced, it should be around technology.
Absolutely.
That's not the only place.
Yeah. And you don't need shots for that. Or a pill for for it either. Anyway, what I find charming about Kim is his ability to come up with ways that are practical to help you figure out how to run some of the simple technology that's part of your life. Or maybe what we should do is get him to go to our studio and figure out some of the technical hoo-has that are going on there. At any rate, we're going to give you a couple of more ways that you can help fix your own problems, and then perhaps we'll have, if we have time, for a new discovery. You'll be excited about that, too, coming up next year on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, so Kim Garrison here with us on Good Day, technologically enhanced Kim Garrison, who has, among other things, helped us understand how we can fix our own problems with gadgets that are out of warranty. He introduced us to iFixit.com, to RepairClinic.com, to Fixia.com. Now comes iCracked.com. Is this to sort of overview for those people who just crack up because they can't? They're so frustrated with technology. So is that what that's about? What do we have? What do we find at iCracked.com?
So we talked about fixing gadgets. You know, sometimes the screen on your phone cracks. How do you get that fixed? Lots of resources at that site and the other sites you mentioned for getting your gadgets fixed versus built-in obsolescence that we talked about. The manufacturers don't make it easy for you to figure out how to fix stuff. So lots of volunteers and people and videos, et cetera, at these resources online to figure out how to get your stuff fixed.
All right, iCracked.com, then RepairCafe.org. That's another volunteer-driven expertise site.
Yes, they have meetups all over the country where volunteers show up. You show up with your broken stuff, and these volunteers will help.
So you go someplace.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
Meet the geeks and have the geeks advise.
So this is like a free geek squad.
That's it.
In a sense.
Exactly. Right.
These are kind of good things. I wonder if they can fit, but you have to bring it to them. They won't come to you. So if I have a problem, let's say, with some of the stuff, I always have problems with my computers and stuff when I'm at my West Coast home. And I wonder, I get people to come to the house, but I wonder if these people would be better because it's hard to find people that are any good anymore.
Well, you might meet somebody at one of these meetings who would take some money to come out to your...
Yeah, I don't want to do it for nothing. I just want to get the stuff fixed right. And the more ideas you have around it seems to me, the better. All right, we'll post some of this information. Good to have you here, Kim. Always appreciate your input. Technologically enhanced Kim Garrison here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.